My name is Perry Langdale, and I'm from Raise Your Hats, Thanking the Women of World War II.
Great. So, yeah, so just first of all, then, just tell us how the project all began.
In V70 year, I was invited to the Cabinet Office in London to speak for the Monument to the Women of World War II. I'm the last surviving female trustee. Sad to say, the other women who were veterans have since died. They said to me at the Cabinet Office that I needed to do something to promote the monument, because although it represents 7 million women or more, 600,000 of whom were military, most people don't know that it is a monument to someone in their family, their own family, wherever they live in the UK. There are communities and families who do not know they've got World War II heroines in their own family. This project came about because Ripon Grammar School agreed to create a website for free as an A-level project for their IT students. And now we're about to launch Raise Your Hats, Thanking the Women of World War II, which we hope will become a national online archive of women's World War II experiences. And we hope that anybody who sees the website will want to contribute their own family stories.
And you're launching this at Ripon Cathedral, and one of the people who's coming along is the mayor of Ripon. She's got a personal story, hasn't she?
The mayor of Ripon has a lovely story to tell about when she was three in World War II. Her mother used to put her in her bicycle basket and pedal her to work in the fields. She can't remember much about being in the field. She thinks she was looked after in the farmhouse along with all the other children of the working women in the fields. But she clearly remembers being in the bicycle. When we launched the website on Friday, the people that made it in Richmond, when I asked them, "Did your relatives do anything in the war?" Steve, who made the sign, immediately said, "Oh, no, they didn't do anything." And then he said, "My wife's mother did something. She used to drive a bus in the dark between the villages, including Hawes." And I said, "She drove a bus in the dark?" He went, "Oh, yeah, because of the blackout." I said, "She drove a bus. What for?" He said, "I don't know. She drove a bus in the dark, and she still has her gas mask." Those are the experiences we need to collect. How many more thousands of mysteries are out there? And we want to hear them. We want people to contribute them, because there are so many stories connected with objects, with the monument, in people's memory boxes, in their wardrobes, in their family stories. You know, the one that got away that fishermen always talk about. Well, how about the heroine that got away? This is a project about inclusion and equality. It's about the achievements of women when most people thought that women were not capable of doing what they did.
Just a final question then. Obviously, people can come along to the exhibition and hopefully share their stories, but also the website as well. Just tell us about that and where people can go.
RaiseYourHats.co.uk. And we hope that people will add their memories both at the exhibition and online.